A management shakeup with reports this morning that the Ford CEO is losing his job. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. When Mark Fields took over as CEO of Ford in the middle of 2014, Ford stock was at $17.32. Today it's under $11 a share, a drop of 37%. A source tells the news agency Reuters this morning that Ford is set to remove Fields as part of a wider shakeup at the car company. Here's Marketplace's Mariel Segarra.
Mark Fields was really looking to the future. As CEO, he invested billions in new technology, like self-driving cars. But investors said he wasn't paying enough attention to the present, to Ford's core business of selling SUVs, and to things like developing an electric car to rival Tesla's. So Ford is reportedly replacing him with Jim Hackett. He's in charge of the company's self-driving car unit. And he has experience leading a company to change with the times. He was CEO at the office furniture company Steelcase for a couple decades. They make chairs and desks and fancy recycling bins. And at least according to his online bio, he predicted companies would move away from cubicles and toward those open office plans everybody loves. The strategy worked, but he also cut thousands of jobs and moved some production to Mexico.
Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, thank you. Ford stock is up 2% in pre-market trading now. Let's do some other numbers. The 100-share index in London is up nearly 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are little changed, with the Dow future up 2 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 2.25%. The Trump administration's detailed 2018 budget comes out tomorrow, still all subject to Congress, of course. According to near-final documents leaked to the Washington Post last week, the proposed cuts include more than $10.5 billion in federal education initiatives. Set to go, according to these documents, $1 billion in grants that fund after-school and summer programs for low-income kids. From our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott looked at one program that faces closure.
Almost all of the funding for the Kid Venture After School program in Cranston, Rhode Island, comes from a federal 21st Century Community Learning Centers grant. Kid Venture program director Ayanna Crichton says if that funding goes away,
we have no way of sustaining this program or keeping it open come September 30 if the doors close completely.
The Trump administration wants to end the federal program while spending more than $1 billion to promote school choice. The cuts could create other hard choices. Gia Giusti is a single mom who's studying to be an X-ray technician. She can't afford private daycare, so she'll probably have to miss class or leave her 7-year-old son with relatives after school.
I know that a lot of parents are not as lucky, and I've spoken to some of the moms that said if the program is canceled, they're going to have to quit their jobs.
The administration says the program lacks strong evidence of improving achievement. Advocates say several studies have shown academic and social gains. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Now to crowdfunding. It's estimated that about $4 billion has been raised for projects online through companies like Indiegogo or Kickstarter. Our story this morning is about the peripheral industries that have sprung up to support this. Crowdfunding consultants, social media managers, marketers. They cost money, but the point of crowdfunding is to raise money, not to spend it. Sally Herships reports.
When sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo started, the idea was all an entrepreneur needed was a cell phone camera and a dream. Like Adrian Lovano. He's 23, and he created a Kickstarter campaign to back a new kind of water filter, the kind that might have been useful in Flint, Michigan.
We initially came in thinking, okay, we'd get like a simple iPhone camera, record a nice 3-minute video, and raise, you know, maybe 10-15K.
No problem. But Lovano says he and his business partner hadn't realized how complicated and expensive the process could be.
You got quotes to use a drone.
Oh, yeah. We had to check it out.
Until they found out a drone cost more than $10,000. Their whole budget was only $5,000. They'd also drawn up a list of 800 friends and family who were excited about their new company. But that was not enough names.
When we spoke to some of our friends, they're saying, you need at least $5,000. So at that point, we're like, whoa.
How are you supposed to get?
Yeah. So they hired a PR company for a couple $1,000s. But isn't the point of crowdfunding to raise money? Should entrepreneurs like Lovano pay for fancy videos or a consultant who says they know how to make campaigns go viral?
Anyone who tells you they know is wrong. I cannot find any factors that predict virality, and I've got all the data.
Ethan Mollick studies crowdfunding at Wharton. He says you cannot pay to go viral. It just happens. Like the potato salad incident of 2014, when a Kickstarter raised $55,000 to make potato salad. Yep, potato salad. Mollick says entrepreneurs don't want to hear that virality cannot be bought. Instead, he says they should think more simply.
A single spelling error on your site is associated with a 13% decrease in your chance of being funded.
But really, Mollick says, crowdfunding isn't about spending to attract investors who've never heard of you.
Crowdfunding is not just about funding, it's about the crowd.
Your crowd, whether that's model train enthusiasts or cartoonists, whoever wants to see your dream happen. Julie Hoy researches crowdfunding at Northwestern's Delta Lab. She says as crowdfunding has gotten more popular, so have experienced crowdfunders willing to help each other for free.
There's just this community around giving feedback and giving advice that doesn't cost like thousands of dollars for a marketing agency.
Kickstarter says most of the projects that succeed on its site are small. As for Lovano, his campaign cost three times more than he expected, but he says it was enough to get his product started. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And there's news today that two global chemical companies are merging in a $20 billion deal, Clariant of Moutenz, Switzerland, and Huntsman of Salt Lake City, Utah. If chemicals aren't your thing, you may be saying, where have I heard that name? Well, former presidential candidate John Huntsman is the son of the founder of that chemical company, which along the way bought up Texaco's chemical business. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.